W4FDI.
I'm KD4FDI and W4FCA. Hey, morning, son. Get ready to go to Hendersonville. How are you? Love you.
Yeah, no, I'm up, and I'm actually working to work a little bit today. I'm going to pressure wash your house in TR. So, yeah, it'll be fun, though. Looking forward to it. So you guys are heading up to Hendersonville, huh?
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock. We'll leave probably within the hour. Go up, walk one end to the other. Flowers. They do ice cream on the street and have those old machines go chum, 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 chum. Two cycle engines, throw the big belts, homemade chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and come on. Yep.
I guess you guys will have a good one, so. Hey, you never know, they might sell some cowboy candy up there, right?
Not that up there. But they have good street vendors out today. Have those food trucks out there. Euros, and they're always so messy, though. Euros get hungry when you eat them. But they have a lot of good food on the street. Okay, well, you'd love to be landscaper paradise. You'd see more flowers you've ever imagined.
Very good. I know they got the Apple Festival, but it's too early for that.
Coming up later on. Was that Labor Day weekend? But if you were as a landscaper, you'd see trees you'd love. One or the other, trees and flowers. People walk around with wagons full of trees and plants and shrubs. Pretty interesting up here. Dogs and people walking wagons. You have to watch where you're walking.
Yes, that's really neat. So, yeah, it's always nice up there. You need to go get you some coffee at the Bear, Black Bear, whatever it is over there. It's always good. So, I'll be right back. I got to cook it up some mushrooms, and I got to check on them real quick.
Well, you got a busy day. How was your Black Rifle coffee? Never asked, was it good? Was your Black Rifle coffee, was it good? Guy W4FCM. Josiah, your radio quit again.
Check on my mushrooms that I'm cooking. Yeah, Black Rifle's good. I'm drinking some right now, actually.
Okay. I trained your radio and quit. Okay. Yeah, I got to put my brace on here. We're ready. Go up and walk the street one end to the other. Go to Three Chops Sandwich Shop. Have us a good old grilled chicken sandwich. Yeah, some of the best red green tomatoes at Shortfields over Brand last night. Tomatoes.
Oh. So did you cut the grass the other day? Did it look nice and trimmed and manicured? I guess Mom's happy.
Yeah, I cut it. Cut it on number 3, so it's so high. It's going to grow out very, very quickly. I wanted to do 2, but she wanted me to do 3, so I did 3, but it just sort of got the top of the blades off. It's still pretty long, so I'm going to have to cut it much more often now.
Pretty high, but I'm sure it still looks good. Yeah, we'll be doing some, I'll probably be doing the maintenance this week. Usually I do it every 2 weeks, but I might do it this week. That way, you know, when I'm gone on vacation, I won't, you know, nobody will have to cut it for me. So I'm trying to figure all that out because I'm going to Europe here in about a week and a half.
Yeah, I miss you guys when you're in Europe for a week. I won't even turn the radio on the entire week. The guys went to stop talking then because I'll never turn the radio on for a whole week. Yeah, did you hear me? IW4FCM. I'll quit if you're just busy. IW4FCM.
Yeah, handheld. I'm running down there trying to check on the food real quick that I'm cooking up. I want it to burn. I'm making some mushrooms with some scrambled eggs.
Oh, boy, sounds good. Well, I won't keep it. We're getting ready to go anyhow. So I love you, and thanks for being there. And I got a chair here sometime whenever you want it.
Hope you have a great day, and take some pictures and send them to me. I like to see them. So, all right, well, yeah, I'll see. Let me try and think about swinging by, picking up that chair, because I'll be in TR. Yeah, I need to, but I definitely need to get it here soon.
Yeah, the door broke. Both plungers broke in the wind. It caught it in the back, broke both plungers. So we have no plungers at all. The door is just free opening. It swings back, hits the house, so it's going to break that glass. The wind catches it. So we order some plungers to be here in the next week. Have to get someone to come fix that door again.
Man, that stinks. Probably happened during the storm or something, didn't it?
20 miles an hour, pretty windy, and it caught it and just threw it wide open. The top plunger, the bottom plunger, bent those rods right like a 90-degree angle. So we got those ordered. They'll be here in 10 days and find a handyman to come do a new door for us. Third time, I think, we've done that.
Happens sometimes with that door, the way it's leaking and stuff. So it's, I don't know what can prevent that. It happened with our door out here, too, on the bedroom side. So it's just kind of broken a little bit. It doesn't swing completely. It's kind of stuck open a little bit. So I need to fix it.
Yeah, we once had it open the other way, but it did it, too. So we'll just be more careful. And if we pull the port shut all the way tight, goes click, it doesn't do it. Just when you fail to make it go click, wind catches it, and boom. So we'll get that straight. Yeah, well, finish getting ready here and all the way to Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Which means, so where are you guys going to eat at up there?
We do have to be three chop sandwich shop. It goes way down, right next to Flanagan. I think the road goes down, bottom of the hill to the left over there. It's called Three Chop Sandwich Shop.
Before, that sounds really good. So, well, I don't think you're going to have any leftovers. You'll probably eat it all up there, won't you?
The clock maker across from him, this old clock we got from Doug doesn't keep time. Your mother may go in there and buy her a new clock right across from Three Choppers, an old watchmaker there, an old man. He still may go in there too.
Anymore. That's kind of a stamp back in time, isn't it, for sure?
It's when a lot of the antique shops people running were antiques and they've died out, so there are very few of the actual antique shops. The owners got older than the stuff they were selling and they just sort of passed away. So, yeah, everything's changing. Always some new in it.
Time keeps on ticking, you know, so, yep. All right, Dad, sounds good. Well, I'm going to finish up the food here and hope you guys have a safe trip and let me know when you get back. Brad CM, Katie, Brad DI.
All right, really love talking to you. Enjoy it very much. Love you. Be careful today. And never in this year, it's not my way. I'm sure you get it where you go to Europe. W4FCM signing and heading to the Garden Jubilee, Hendersonville.